probably drop out today. What's your response to that?
I don't do what he tells me to do. I've never done what he tells me to do.
Kristen Kukowski is an advisor to her super PAC.
Much too early to coronate Donald Trump as the nominee. And I think either way, you'll be seeing another month of this in South Carolina, which is Nikki's home state, and there's another open primary.
But analysts say Haley is banking on support from moderates and independents tonight to gain some ground on Trump. They make up about 40% of voters in New Hampshire. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some areas of fog. There could be some patchy freezing mist in spots. Lows in the upper 20s. And more of the same for tomorrow. Cloudy sky, areas of rain and fog, and highs into the mid-30s. Showers likely on Thursday, warming to the upper 30s. Current temp is 30.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM. Wisconsin Rapids.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Well, that music can only mean one thing, and that is high school basketball for you tonight as we do it Marewood Conference South style as the Assumption Royals boys basketball team plays host to the Wildcats of Edgar. Hi, everybody. My name is Randy Paul alongside Michael Comer and Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcast. We're so happy to be back here at Assumption. And, Michael, actually, this is my first opportunity to call a boys game for the Assumption Royals.
Well, you're not going to be disappointed. This team is one that's really grown over the course of the year. I had the pleasure to call, I believe, two of their games at the Century Classic against Alma Bancroft and Pacelli. And although they came up on the short end of the stick on both of them, they have shown quite a bit of growth. They're up against two experienced and highly ranked teams in the state at that point. And they can only be getting better at that point as they're creeping up on the 500 mark. In fact, they are 500 mark, that 500 mark in the conference. If they get the win tonight, they'll be above 500 in conference and 500 on the season.
No surprise, Marathon leads the conference with a record of 8-0. They got themselves a good squad.
Oh, Warren out there. I mean, he's a man among boys, and I mean that figuratively and literally. As a 6'9" senior, good luck beating them. Good luck.
They almost took down Mosinee the other night, who's 14-1. As a matter of fact, Mosinee's Dershley, we saw him against Lincoln, and talking to the coaches from Edgar, they both stated the fact that they just kind of let it slip away. So Marathon, they got themselves a good squad, ranked number 2 in Division 4. And we're going to have a chance to actually be joined by head coach Josh Pultz and talk a little bit about his team as he makes his way over here, as he was meeting with the aforementioned coaches from the Wildcats of Edgar. And Coach Pultz, great to see you once again. Thanks for coming over and stopping by. And it looks like you're having yourselves kind of a season where you're building as the year goes along.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for having me on here first off.
Yeah, as of late, the boys have started to play well. We're obviously extremely young, but we're very high on all of our kids. We're not, we got a lot of talent. It's more of, you know, can we get that experience and keep building towards a bigger goal? And wins and losses will take care of themselves the more the kids continue to work hard, and I'm extremely pleased where we're at as of right now.
Four freshmen, five sophomores, two juniors and a senior. Two seniors and one junior. That's pretty young.
Yeah, we are extremely young. And, start four sophomores. You play Jack Wiedemeyer, one of our seniors, and he's been fantastic leading the way. Led by our super sophomores and JT Schlafer and Logan Nystrom, we're going to be hanging our hats on those kids for the next 3 years here. And to their credit, they're stepping up to the plate, and they're taking their bumps and bruises right now, and hopefully it pays off in a year and then obviously 2 years from now.
Speaking of Logan, he had himself a nice ball game at Prentice the other night as he poured in 26.
Yeah. He once he gets rolling from the outside, I don't think there's a better shooter, from Portage all the way to Highway 8. I mean, he's pretty fun to watch. And like I said, once he gets rolling, that he can get pretty hot. It's pretty fun.
First meeting between these two squads up there, you had the lead at the break, and Edgar just maybe early in the season wore you down a little bit.
Yeah, it was. We actually had the lead until the last minute 26 is when they took over their first lead of the game. 24 turnovers and 18 second chance points for Edgar, and you know, 6 or 7 point loss. So clean that up tonight. It's going to come down to, can we handle the rock against their pressure, and can we hold them one shot? That's what it's going to come down to.
Coach, thanks for stopping by and giving us a little bit of time and insight to your team this year, and best of luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Coach Josh Bultz of the Assumption Royals. As they get set to take on the Wildcats of Edgar, we'll take a quick one-minute timeout. We'll be back with more from Assumption right after this.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Couple of minutes away from the tip of tonight's contest between the Wildcats of Edgar and your Assumption Royals. Last week, Friday, the Assumption Royals were victorious up in Prentice by 14 points. As we said, Logan Nystrom with a nice ball game with 26 points. JT Slafer didn't have too bad of a ball game either. He had 19, Ron Board with 11 to end up the double-digit scoring for the Wildcats of Edgar. They're in Division 4. And they have a nice record coming in as well. 11-3, 6-2 in conference action. We mentioned how Marathon is 8-0. Auburndale 8-1 in the conference. Of course, they're on a loss to Marathon. Edgar and Stratford both 6-2. Royals at 4-4 and Newman at 1-8. And of course, we talked about the loss that they had at 14-1 Mosinee the other night. They lost by 20 points. And talking a little bit to their two head coaches, actually, Chris Trawicki and Zach Paul, they just kind of shook their heads and said, that's one good ball club, as we know, as we saw them over at Lincoln.
Yeah, that's no other way to say it other than Marathon's a legit team, and I don't care who they go against. They can even go against some Division II teams and even a few Division I teams and probably beat them. It's just tough to go up against those, that 6'9 presence in there, and it's not just because he's a big body. He's a very skilled ball player.
Some of the names we're going to hear tonight, Brett Baumgartner, he had 17 points. He's the leading scorer for the Wildcats. He had 17 in that loss at Mosinee. He averages a little over 14 points per ball game. Leighton Schuett had 13 the other night. Carter Butt and Deegan Street both finished with 7. Leighton Schuett, the only other player in double digits on the year for the Wildcats at 10-6. These two squads met back on Tuesday, December 12th. as Coach was talking about with us just moments ago, as Edgar came back to win it 55-49. Royals actually led it by 7 at the break, 23-16. We're all outscored by 13 points in that second half. Three players for the Royals ended up in double digits, all with 12 points. Owen Hagen, Logan Nystrom, and J.T. Schlafer. For Edgar, it was Brett Baumgartner and Preston Dahlke, who each poured in 16 points, and Strike, finishing with 13 points. So the Wildcats and the Royals all set to do battle here tonight in this Merriwood South Conference action as we're kind of turning the corner here, Michael, and we're getting into half number two, and as we turn the page, we're going to take a quick timeout as they do the invocation in the national anthem. Let's take about a two-minute timeout. Seth will be back with more from Assumption right after this.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on Wiscountry 105.5.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, some areas of fog. There could be some patchy freezing mist in spots, lows in the upper 20s. And more of the same for tomorrow. Cloudy sky, areas of rain and fog, and highs into the mid-30s. Showers likely on Thursday, warming to the upper 30s. Current temp is 30.
Seth Habiger doing a great job back at our studios, engineering our broadcast. And we don't see our...
Close it and open it. Close it and open it.
I think we're back here now. Looks like everything is set. Having a little problem with the volume there for a moment, but I think we're back here, good to go. As the Assumption Royals and the Edgar Wildcats getting ready to do battle here, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for the Wildcats, coached by Zach Paul and Chris Trawicki, they will start at one guard. Leighton Schuett, 6'3", junior. The other guard is Carter Butt, 5'10", and a senior. The forwards, Preston Dahlke, 6'3", and a senior. Leighton Schuett, 6'3", and a junior. And rounding out the starting lineup is Tegan Streit, 5'11". He's a senior. The Royals in their home whites. And blue trim, blue numerals. We'll start at one guard, Logan Nystrom, 5'10 and a sophomore. Chase Lieberg, also a sophomore, 6'. Third guard is Jack Wiedmeyer, 5'10 and a senior. And the forwards tonight, Ron Board, 6 foot and a sophomore, and JT Schlafer, also a sophomore. So got four sophomores in that starting lineup, Michael, and the Royals win the tip, and we are underway as they go away from us. And a shot down the lane by Board is blocked. And coming the other way, here come the Wildcats into the forecourt, right towards Michael and I. Right wing, Jay on the way, rattles around. It comes out, wouldn't fall for Baumgartner. And we are 35 ticks into the contest.
It's going to be interesting to see how fast the Royals can get a lead if they are able to. Big three attempt by there by Schlafer didn't fall, but they're going to have to do that because it looks like
a little bit of a drop of our connection, but we're back on here. I believe we didn't get that three bomb from the Royals or from the Wildcats. I think JT buried one for the Royals, and Leighton Schuett has buried a couple for the Edgar Wildcats.
He's got two made threes and a blocked shot so far.
Otherwise, not doing much so far.
Nope. Just like Carter Button playing football, right?
Yeah, he just
didn't do anything.
Right. Just struggled all year. For those of you who don't know football, he had a fantastic season. Here come the Wildcats back into the forecourt. A little dribble penetration by Streit. Back over, three bomb by Schuett. He's only got three in a row. That's not a bad start for the young man. Three bombs behind his name, 9-3 Edgar. Royals breaking the pressure that Wildcats are not putting on real intently. Schlafer takes it to the right elbow. Leaves it on the right side. Into the hands of Wiedmeyer. Chase Lieber will let a three ball fly. Goes wide to the right, but with a rebound, here come the Wildcats. Take it to the left baseline, try to spin back into the paint. Turnaround shot won't go. Schlafer with the rebound for the Royals, has it poke checked away. Here come the Wildcats, lay it up and a push from behind. And Strike gets it to go for Tegan, his first two, and he'll look for the old-fashioned three-point play as he was pushed from behind, and they're going to call an intentional foul on JT because he pushed him as he was going up for that layup. And I think the coaches from Edgar were asking that. So they'll clear out the lane. Basket should be good, and he should get two free throws on top of it. And those are good calls because, you know, the person's up in the air and they get pushed from behind, and that can turn out to be very dangerous.
Right.
The first one for Strite is good. He's got 3 points. Edgar's got to like this start after the first game. They only were able to put up 16 points in the first half. If he makes this free throw, they've already got 13 in less than a minute. That is really phenomenal.
Yeah, they're getting the start that they didn't get last time, and it's going to be interesting to see how fast Assumption can respond. There's still plenty of game to be played. I'm not saying that it's over with by any means, because it's not, but they're going to have to start getting some points to not get blown out here.
Carter Butt just goes from the low block, takes the feed inside, puts it up off the glass and in. The Royals find themselves down in a hole early here. A little bit of trouble on the left side is Board. Goes to Lieberg all the way across court. Nice feed underneath to JT. He'll finish it. JT with all 5 points for Assumption. Into the forecourt. Butt with it on the right side. Another three ball straight away. Strike. He'll bury it. they could not start out any hotter, I don't believe. What have they missed? One?
I think they missed one shot.
Wow. 18-5. We extrapolate this throughout the game, they're going to have 180 points. Or something like that. And we're going to have a push after the shot that was put up. So it'll be Assumption basketball underneath the hoop on the right side as we see it here from the stage that was all prepared for us by Athletic Director Joe Burkhauser. Always appreciate his help.
Real life Superman right there.
Absolutely. JT with the ball. Right wing extended. Pounds the pavement twice with the left hand. Goes to Wiedmeyer. Oh, nice feed inside.
That was beautiful.
Couldn't finish it. Got his own rebound. Couldn't finish it again. A couple of times, and now straight away. Three ball. Bank it down. Chase Lieberg, as Ron Board just was unable to get those couple of good looks. And Coach Paltz wants a quick timeout, even though it is 18-8 and a little bit of a rally there as the Royals trail it by 10.
Yeah, 30-second timeout there, but want to quick say thank you, special thank you, that is, to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. That was when you had the big old hair back in the day, wasn't it, Randy?
The old pick in the back pocket.
That's right. That was even before you got into your Aquanet phase back in the 80s.
That's true.
In the acid wash jeans was the 90s. I'm sorry. But either way, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners.
13 minutes and 42 ticks to go here in period number one. 18-8, Edgar with the lead and the basketball. Strike comes straight up the court with it. Go left side. Carter thought about the three. Didn't take it. Jump inside. Baumgartner gets his first two. Little duck under. Dipsy-doo for two. And that's 20-8.
Nice movement in the paint there for the young man.
Good ball movement that time. Secured the screen on the backside. Was able to finish it. Royals on the forecourt. There goes Schlafer to the basket. He'll put it up off the glass. He gets the hoop in the arm. I think it's going to go against Tegan Strite, if I'm not mistaken. Let's wait and make sure. It is. That'll be the first on Tegan and the first on the...
That'll be second on the Wildcats. First one came from Carter Butt.
There we go. And the free throw does not fall for JT. So we'll keep it at 20-10. Rebound on the way, no for Schuett.
Wow, they missed one.
But he gets the rebound, puts back up, gets fouled, he'll shoot two.
That might be on Schlafer. That would be his second if it is. Nope, close, but Jack Wiedmeyer.
First on Jack, second on the team. So two free throws up and coming for Mr. Schuett, who already has three three balls behind his name. First free throw is in the air and short and wide and right. Sometimes coaches and players even scratch their heads and go, how can I make three balls and miss a free throw, right?
Yeah. In the moment, I guess. Is that 80 song, Heat of the Moment?
Ooh, yes. Owen Hagan going to see his first PT. 5'10 junior for the Royals. And the second free throw misses that one as well. So he goes 0 for 2 from the charity stripe, but 3 for 4, I think, from the three-point land. Schlafer now getting pressured. One little trap near the half-court mark. Wiedmeyer, baseline to Hagen, right back over to Wiedmeyer. Lieberg skips it over. Nystrom, three, just short, and the board secured by Edgar. Long pass up ahead, tipped by Schlafer, still caught by Baumgartner, and he'll finish it. He has four. And it's 22-10, 12:25 to go.
He didn't miss that tip by much, that's for sure.
Royals into the forecourt. Wiedmeyer. Triple team. Ball taken away by Schuett. Goes to Strite. Back over to Schuett. He's on the left side of the court. Schuett decides not to. Baumgartner, left baseline. And the Royals going to go with a little 2-3 zone here on this trip down. Carter Butt on the right side with the basketball on the hip. Skips it over the top. Down low. Nice cut down the middle by Baumgartner. Three ball on the way once again. Doesn't go. Rebound over the back. Got the quick put back. Did Preston Dulkey. First time we mentioned his name tonight. And it's 24-10 as we have played about 7.5 minutes thus far. And the kick there as a little 1-3-1 zone being employed by the Wildcats. Ron Board into the ballgame for Chase Lieberg. One more substitute coming in. It's going to be Marcus Hainerfuss, 6'1 senior. We'll check in for coaches Paul and Trowicki. Till the Royals with the basketball, trailing it by 2 touchdowns. Ball on the right side, that's Board with it. Goes back to Wiedmeyer, little jab step, baseline. Left side, and we're getting an offensive foul on the screen. I think that was set by Wiedmeyer.
Yep. That might be the only time Carter Butt's ever been depleted in a sporting contest. And even though it would have been okay in the football field, it's not okay here, and you have your foul and your turnover.
11 minutes exactly to go here in half number one. Edgar with the basketball and the lead. Butt with the three bomb on the way. That's too hard off the bracket. Rebound volleyballed around and dug out of there by Board.
That's actually a highlight that he could put on his senior tape when he decleated arguably the best football player in Division 7.
There you go. Three balls straight on. Good for Owen Hagen. His first shot of the ball game is 3 points. And lead now to 11. Butt with it on the right side. Strike straight away. Does not take the open look. Goes instead on the left side to Schuett. Right back over to Strite. He plays catch with Schuett. Skip it over to Carter Butt. Says, I'd like to get involved as well. Tries to force it inside. Ball tipped away. Momentarily, he regathers. Goes to Hainerfuss. Put it up. Good. Baumgartner, excuse me, with the two. It's 5, not 4 on that shot.
I tend to agree with Coach Paltz. I think they missed a charge on that one. Schlafer's feet were set. He was standing there waiting for the mail tomorrow afternoon, and he gets knocked over, put right on his backside. I think that's a charge every day of the week, but letting him play, and that's something that I do like is when the officials let him play as they call a foul.
Hainerfuss on the other end of the court with the reach in. Got him on the arm. Be his first, team's third. 26-13 right now. Edgar doubling up the Royals. 10 minutes to go, half one. Schlafer with it in right baseline. Elevates, jumper, 8-footer, no. Rebound, here comes Carter Butt with it for Edgar. He'll leave it up ahead to Strite. Right back over to Carter, he's on the right wing. Skip pass over. Three ball for Baumgartner on the way. No, Schlafer high in the sky to clear the glass. 9:40 to go.
He's having a really good night for him so far to this point. That is Schlafer for the Royals.
He'll dribble it, walking straight up the center court. Now hands it off, gets that handoff right back from Board. A little move from right to left, and then throws it into the fourth row of the fan section for the Royals.
I think he was aiming for Jimmy Austin.
Well, unfortunately, Jimmy was open, but he just underthrew him a little bit, and that's turnover number three. It's not like JT to underthrow a receiver either.
No, it's not.
Of course, he's the quarterback for the Royals. Straight away. Can't get it to go.
Another Board.
There he is, high up in the air. And Owen Hagen on the right side. He'll give it right back to Schlafer. Lieberg thought about the three from straight away and doesn't go with it. Nice drum. He'll let the three fly. And
boom!
Hit it. There's an example of what Coach Pulse was talking about in the pregame. How that boy can light it up from way downtown, and he does. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout taken by Edgar, which allows us to talk a little bit about the upcoming schedule here tonight, of course, on our sister station, WFHR, the Wisconsin Badgers playing at the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. And if you're listening, or if you're not listening and you want to look later, you might want to turn down the radio for just a second, because at halftime, what we saw was that the Badgers had a 10-point lead, 34-24. You got an update on that?
Yeah, about halfway through the second half, they've got a 3-point lead, 49-46. So getting a little close, and then tomorrow, on Wednesday on WFHR, Randy Paul makes his NBA coaching debut when the Bucks host the Cleveland Cavaliers.
We're just working out the final details.
Yep, the compensation. And Thursday, the Great Guard Show and Wisconsin Hockey Hour on WFHR there. And Friday, got men's basketball, Badgers when they host Michigan State, and then Minnesota Mullets, River Kings game on WIRI, so give that one a listen. Big three-game set this weekend for the River Kings. Mullets, the Minnesota Mullets Friday and Saturday. Saturday, I'll be bringing you the game on WIRI. And then on Sunday, they host the Hudson Havoc, and I'll be there as well. The Pep Band will be there, so come on down, watch some hockey, and listen some hockey, and listen some music.
So the Wildcats with the possession as we come out of the TO, and they promptly overshoot their intended receiver up into the netting here just to our right. So that'll be face-off to the right of the goal here.
Yep, that's right.
Wait, wrong sport. JT with the basketball straight up the court. Again, going against that 1-3-1 pressure of the Wildcats. Three ball on the way for Nystrom. Comes up a little bit short this time. And it's 26-16, 8-12 to go. Yuck out. Here comes Schuett, and they're going to get a block. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Mr. Lieberg didn't quite get there quickly enough. First on Chase. Team's fourth personal foul. A couple of free throws up and coming for Layton. He's got three three balls behind his name, but he's 0 for 2 from the charity stripe.
Something's got to give.
I'm predicting he's going to make both.
I'll make at least one.
I didn't say it. In this time.
Oh,
maybe okay. Later in the game. That
oh, okay, 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 okay.
Didn't necessarily mean now. Sammy back into the ballgame. One more free throw up and coming for Schuett on the way. I wish I would have said it. I was going to say 1 for 2. Doggone it. I changed my mind right at the last second.
You hesitate, you lose.
Yep, 27-16. Royals into the front court. Ball to Nystrom. Over to Owen Hagen. Manny Schultz into the ball game for the Royals. Quick catch, it goes right over to JT. Manny gets it back, rotate it left side. Ball to Nystrom, dribble penetration to the left elbow, back out to Manny. And the Royals patient on offense, almost a walk that time by Hagen. Lieberg looking for a dump underneath, unavailable, so he goes out to Hagen on the right wing instead. 7:30, clock continues to roll. Edgar by 11, 27-16. Manny dribbles all the way to the free throw line, throws it out to JT. JT almost split those feet and got himself a walk there. That pivot foot almost moved for him, but we play on. He's on the left baseline with it. Lieberg right back over to him. He goes into the paint. Let's put up a little runner. Yep, and it's off the bracket. No. The rebound to Strite. Here come the Wildcats right towards our broadcast booth. Swing it on the left side. Schuett with it. Now go right side. Ball in the hands of Weisenberger. Colby, a 6-foot senior. Rotated around to Schuett. Back over to Weisenberger. Be hard not saying Weisenbeck. Ball on the left side again. Schuett with it. Skip pass. Right side strike. To the right elbow. Into the hands of Dulkey. Three ball. Left side. No. And JT with another board. Get this lead under 10 here with 6.5 minutes to go if the Royals can put one down. There goes JT working against a double team on the baseline. Gets it out to Lieberg. Nice catch by Chase with one hand. And Nystrom now has it just to the right of the top of the wheel. Schultz gets it. Dribble penetrates all the way to the basket. Has it knocked out of his hands. It'll stay on the far end of the court.
What I think Edgar's starting to do is they're starting to double team Schlafer. Whenever he gets any down low especially, double teaming him and maybe having their best defender on Nystrom and saying, okay, we're taking away your two biggest cogs of your offensive production. All right, someone else beat us now. And right now the Royals are having a little bit of trouble with that.
Here's a long pass into the backcourt. Nice catch down here in front of us by our board. They'll hand it off to Schlafer, and the Royals with 6 minutes to go will reload the offense down by 11. Manny with a little move right to left. Little teardrop jumper is good for JT. And he has 9 of the 18 points for the Royals. And Assumption has got it down to single digits. Wildcats in the forecourt as they work it from inside out on the baseline to the hands of Preston Dulkey. And there they go inside and back out. Baumgartner with it. Into the hands of Weisenberger, back to Baumgartner. Carter Butt with it on top of the wheel. Patience on this offensive set by the Wildcats. Schuett thought about it. Didn't take it. Dulkey, baseline, back to Schuett. Very patient against the 2-3 zone of the Royals. Just probably hoping to hit somebody at the high post and go back to our low post right here. Right now it's on the low block, goes up to the high block. And the ball poked away momentarily, but regathered by Butt. Baseline off the foot of Lieberg. One of those situations that they're always going to call that, but they're only supposed to call it if they intentionally kick it. That one, right. He just kind of had his foot there, and he threw it off his foot.
I mean, I've seen that more and more, that they're just letting it play instead of an actual kick. But you're right, they're pretty eager to blow that dead once it hits a shoelace or whatever.
Because the fans will go bonkers.
Yeah.
He kicked it. Here's Butt for three, and he's got it. Carter Butt with his first three bomb to go along with a basket. He's got 5 points and lead back to double digits at 12. That was a good offensive series that time for Edgar. Just very patient, got the good look, and got it to go.
That was very good defense, too. Frustrating them, too, not being able to get the ball down low.
So the Royals will take it the other way. Under 4.5 minutes. JT at top of the wheel, goes between the legs with the dribble. Dump it down low underneath, and a foul as Ron Board went up with it strong, and he's going to get his first chance to shoot some free throws. Gonna whistle that foul on Carter Budd. It'll be the second on Carter. 4:21 still to go here in half number one, 30-18. Board's first free throw in the air and in the hoop after it caught most of the rim and some of the backboard before falling through.
First point for the young Royal.
As most of them are, just a sophomore. Second free throw, good again. It's tough playing a varsity competition when you got four sophomores who are basically JV players, right? I mean, high school age-wise.
It's hard playing when your basketball team playing against a football team, too.
That's the other thing. And a pretty good football team at that.
Very good football team.
Schuett on the left wing. Skips it over to Carter Butt. Stripe on top. Every time they switch it, the high and the low post, they come across the lane. With the ball right now is Baumgartner. Dulkey cutting to the high post from the low block. Right to left. Diagonally. There's Butt on the right wing. Strong arms it across to Schuett for three. No. Nobody blocking out Baumgartner. He'll put it up and in. He's got 8 points all from two-point land. And it's 32-20 with 3:33 remaining. Half number one. Schlafer goes right-hand side to Hagen. He'll let a three-ball fly. And the rebound off the hands of Ron Board. And will go the other way in the hands of the Wildcats. It was one of those situations, Michael, where Edgar worked the ball around for about a minute and got a good shot. Royals made one pass and got a shot.
Right.
You can see Coach frustrated with that offensive set.
Right.
There's Baumgartner on the left elbow out to Butt for three. Just a little bit short. Rebound to Hagen. He's going to fly it up right past the scorer's table. Now cut it back between the circles. Passing up the three is Nystrom. Rotate the perimeter all the way left to Schlafer. He'll let the bomb fly off the front of the rim. No. Rebound to Dulkey. 32-20. Under 3 minutes remaining. Half one. Mutt will skip it right side. Schuett with it. Goes to the left elbow. Look, pass down low to Dulkey. Missed the bunny, and he's mad at himself. He said, I'm not going to get a much better look than that one. And when he overlaid it, rebound comes down into the hands of the Royals. 2:35 to go. Royals down by 12 with possession of the basketball. Hagen, 3 yards maybe behind the line of scrimmage, which is also the arc. Gets it to Schlafer. Goes back out to Board. Has it go off of his hands momentarily. Could have been intercepted, but Darnell Savage can't hang on to it. They go to the left elbow. Now Hagen bounces it down low to Board. Back out to Lieberg. A little more patient on this offensive set than the last one. Now Hagen will let a three-ball fly. And that thing went down, rimmed around, and came out. And Streit got the rebound for Edgar. Up ahead, here comes Baumgartner. Runs into a double team. Stops, pops, and scores. Brett Baumgartner now with double-digit figures. He's got 10, and the lead is 34-20. Buck 45 before halftime, when we'll send it back to our good friend at the studio, Seth Haberger, doing a great job of engineering our broadcast, per usual. Oh, Ball on the left baseline. Skip it around. Right side. Jumper over the backboard. As Streit couldn't get it to go. And it'll be Royals basketball. Manny Schultz coming back in for Assumption. Marcus Hainerfus will check in for the Wildcats of Edgar.
Royals in about a three-minute scoring drought here, where they were able to cut the deficit really to 10 points. And then, boy, has it been nothing but missed baskets, missed opportunities for Assumption. And Edgar, sure, only two baskets, but they've used the clock against the Royals, really.
Again, the first meeting was 23-16 at half. The Royals led it. They're only 3 points shy of that. It's just that Edgar has been doing a great job, especially from the three-point line.
Early on, especially.
Mm-hmm. They have 34 right now with 50 seconds to go. Nystrom, a little teardrop. That was a tough shot.
That was nice.
For Logan's first two-pointer of the ball game to go along with a three, and he's got five. 34-22. Shewitt, skip it over to Butt. Back over to Shewitt. I think they're going to go the last 30 here, unless Manny will knock it away. And we've got a whistle and a quick timeout taken by Coach Pulch. He wants a 30-second timeout. Thought, you know what, let's set something up here in the final 26. We're down by 12. Maybe we can get this down to 10, maybe even 9 if we need a three ball. So you're going to play Coach Pulch now for us. Michael, what are you thinking they're going to do?
Well, first I need a haircut. He likes to keep his hair real short, so I got to shave the beard, so I'm not sure if I really want to do that. But if I'm him, I'd say let's just run our most efficient offense we can. No long passes, nothing dumb. I've heard him say that several times. Don't be dumb. Don't do that. However he explains, but I know I've heard him say don't be dumb. No mistakes, just be careful with the ball. No long passes, no lob passes. Think about it, and then think of the consequence if it doesn't work.
Be interesting to see if they set up some sort of screen for Nystrom to throw up a three at the buzzer, maybe.
I could see that, or else there's going to be a cutter right along the baseline of the paint by Schlafer.
Guess we'll find out in the next 24 seconds. As the Royals will inbound it to Wiedmeier. It's again 1-3-1 zone. See if they can go diagonally against that 1-3-1 zone. Down to 10 seconds. Wiedemeyer goes over to JT, and it goes off his hands, through his legs, and out of bounds. Turnover unofficially. I got him for four. You probably have him for more than that.
I got four.
No.
I've got two for Edgar.
Me too. Wow. I don't think.
Great minds. Great minds.
8.6 to go. Let's see what the Wildcats decide to do. Carter on the inbounds. Over to Streit. Going against Chase Lieberg with four. All the way to the left side. Three ball on the way. It's going to have to bank in. It almost did. Follow-up doesn't fall for Hainerfus. And we have come to the end of half number one, where the scoreboard reads the Edgar Wildcats 34, the Assumption Royals 22. We'll add up some numbers. We'll send it back to Seth at our studio. He'll work his magic for the next 8 minutes. And we'll be back from Assumption after all of that.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her memory talk to me. Whiskey River don't run dry. You're all I got to care for me. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. Whiskey River, bathing my memory, mind in the wetness of its soul. Feeling the amber current flowing from my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me. From my mind, and warm and empty heart you left so cold. Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let a memory torture me. Whiskey River, don't run dry. You're all I got, take care of me.
What I saw, I did not understand. I called your names and said some things that hurt you. And in the heat, I started walking out that door. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done, but you're the only one I'll always be in love with. I know it's not your fault that you're so pretty, and that you turn the head of every man. I understand. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in
I apologize for what I've done. 'Cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. But when I saw you dancing with him, I just lost it. I started thinking I don't love you anymore. But on second thought, I'll just turn around here in my tracks and walk back into your arms where I belong. I was wrong on second thought. I apologize for what I've done. 'Cause you're the only one I'll always be in love with. Yes, you're the only one I'll always be in love with.
Great big thank you to Seth Habiger back at our studios engineering our broadcasts and giving us a little break there at halftime where the Assumption Royals trail at 34-22. Taking a look at some of the individual and team statistics. First of all, for the Wildcats of Edgar Layton Schuett. We're just talking with coach a little bit, Sullivan, at halftime, and said that Schuett could really shoot it at the beginning of the game as he buried three bombs, and then he missed three straight free throws but hit his last one. And he has 10 points to be tied with Brett Baumgartner for the scoring honors. 7 for Tegan Stripe, 5 for Carter Button, 2 for Preston Dahlke. 3 for 6 from the charity stripe, obviously 50%, turning it over only twice did the Wildcats. For the Assumption Royals, nobody in double digits but JT Schlafer with 9 points to lead the way. 5 for Logan Nystrom, 3 apiece for Owen Hagen and Chase Lieberg, both of them from beyond the arc, and 2 free throws for Ron Board. 2 for 3 for 66.666666666%.
Just keep going. 7.
Only turned it over 4 times. So we'll get set to get things going as the Assumption Royals in those home whites, and blue numerals, Wildcats. They've got that kind of a dark black uniform with a green and gold numerals, mostly green with a little gold trim around it and gold down the side. And they'll be going away from us and away from 105.5 FM on your radio dial. And they will have the ball with the lead to start half number two. Starting 5 out on the court for the Cats. It's Tegan Streit at the top of the wheel with Carter Butt. Brett Baumgartner. Butt's going to take that first shot of the half. It's inside the arc, and he gets it to go. That was a tough shot.
Kind yeah, it was.
Falling away to the right-hand side. Carter now with
nice
7
effort.
Points.
Very nice effort for the young man.
Royals. JT Schlafer goes up hard to the basket, has it blocked by Strite. It's going to stay down here. Ron Board. Jack Wiedmeyer. Chase Lieberg. And Logan Nystrom, the starting 5 for the Royals on the court. They'll lob it out to the right elbow, and the inbounds to Board. Goes across the top of the circle to Lieberg. And then JT down the lane. Goes from right hand to left hand. Lay it up with the left hand off the glass. It won't fall. And rebound to Edgar as Schuett passes up the 3. Goes right side. Rotate the perimeter from right to left. Now back to the right. Ball above the head of Strite. But found a man wide open in that shoot on the left side. He'll shoot it and fill it. Schuett with his fourth 3 ball of the game.
Wow.
He has 13. That was just good rotation of the arc. And you move the ball that fast, it's tough for a defense to move that quickly in a zone, and just weren't quite able to do so. Gave him an open look. 39-22, 16-33. Lieberg gets caught up in the air. Nobody to leave it to. Turnover up ahead. Get it to Streit. He goes behind the back as he couldn't control it. And then JT saves it. It's turnover number three now on the Cats. And then the Royals return the favor as Wiedmeyer unable to hang on to it. Baumgartner almost loses it. Got a little bit out of control here, both ends. Baumgartner says, I'm going to run right over the top of Chase Lieberg and pick up the offensive charge. Brett's first. And the first tier of half number two as we played nine less ticks than 2 minutes. 39-22. Edgar with the lead. Again, we mentioned it in the pregame. Edgar ran off eight in a row until losing to a really good Mosinee team in their last contest. Dump it underneath. Board throws it away as JT overled him a little bit and he flew up in the air trying to save it. Save it right to Edgar, and they'll get it down to Schuett. He'll throw up a three. It won't go. And here comes Nystrom with it. Ahead to Board. Look out as he goes flying right up into the girls in the student body over there. They let out a collective squeal. Everybody's okay, though. And here come the Wildcats. Goes through the hands of Schuett for a moment. He regains it. Left side, Baumgartner, ball above his head. Carter Butt extended from the left elbow. Ball above his head. Right now, ball not touching the floor. They're just passing it, working it. Baumgartner, right elbow, back over to Butt. Little bounce pass baseline. Back out. Butt for three. Rattles, doesn't go. Rebound. Last touch, they'll say, by the Cats. It's going to be Royals basketball. JT going to take a little bit of a breather here.
Yeah, lots of turnovers right now. Yeah. Either team really getting into a good flow. I mean, obviously, Edgar, quick points to start things off, but neither team really getting things established to this point.
Yeah, a little 5-0 run here to start the half number two. Take it inside. Nice move that time by Wiedmeyer. That's his first two of the ball game as he went strong from the left side and used the glass. Got it to go. 39-24, 14-45, remaining half two. Carter Butt now, left side, surveys the defense. Little 2-3 zone that he sees, so he decides to get it on the right-hand side. And got an update for you. Badgers hang on to defeat Minnesota, 61-59. They still playing the barn over there?
That's Minnesota. I don't care. No good rodents right there.
39-24 here. Edgar with the lead and possession. Inbounds will come from the right side of the hoop. And Streit will do the honors. Deegan goes out to Carter Butt, left side, into the hands of Leighton Schuett. He's going to let another three ball fly and hit it again.
Ooh.
He's got two of those in this half, five on the ball game, for a total of 16 points because he's got a free throw thrown in there as well. And it's now 42-24, a little transposition taking place on the scoreboard.
Wasn't that a song back in the 80s? Free throw. Dun, 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 dun. Or was that freeze frame?
Both.
Okay.
Look out. Nystrom almost has it taken away and does. What a save by Streit. But then he throws it ahead and it's taken away by the Royals on the other end. And we're going to reach and foul. Going to be called on Schuett. Logan Schuett. First on Logan. Second on the team. Colby Weisenberger will come into the ball game replacing Preston Dahlke. Manny Schultz also in for Chase Lieberg. Got a chance to chat with Chase's dad a little bit at halftime as well. And now the pass was tipped as Wiedmeyer tried to hook up with Manny Schultz and just got a finger on it there as we look at the instant replay. Yeah, just bent it back a little bit.
That's right. That's where that freeze frame came in.
That's
right?
Where that was. Wiedmeyer to inbound it. Just about in the corner of the gymnasium here. Out to Manny. Being hounded out there by Weisenberger. Manny goes between the circles and the legs with the dribble. Goes left wing. Now around to Nystrom. Got himself an open three. Let it go. Rattles around. It falls out. Baumgartner with the rebound for the Cats.
I will see a nice, very nice, freshly minted mullet there for Owen Hagen. His hairstyle looks very nice on the young man.
Ball on top to Butt. He goes right side as he plays catch with Streit. Streit says, let's go left side. Switch it up a little bit. So they go over to Schuett. Carter climbs the ladder to get the rebound. Schuett, another three. I don't think he's even hitting the rim on those. He splashed it again. He had three balls in the first half. He's got three balls here to start the second half.